श्रीमद् भगवद गीता साधक संजीवनी चैप्टर 7 वर्स 22 सतया श्रद्धया युक्तस् तस्याराधनमीहते लभते च तथ कामान् मय्यैव विहितान् हितान्. Endowed with faith, he worships that God and obtains his desired fruition as arranged by me. Sataya Shraddhaya Yuktaha. A devotee whose faith has been made firm by me worships the God and obtains his desired enjoyment. Actually, his desire is satisfied by me, but he feels that his desire has been satisfied by the gods. The fact is that the gods' power is nothing besides my power, and they satisfy desires as ordained by me. The gods are just like government officers in different departments, so their power is limited. The gods at the most can carry their devotees to their worlds, but after reaping fruit of their virtuous deeds, they have to come back to this world. Gita, chapter 8, verse 16. By using the phrase Mayeva, Lord Krishna means that the whole universe is managed by him, and so whatever one obtains is ordained only by him. If a man understands this mystery, he cannot help being attracted towards him. Appendix. God has provided all the deities with different and limited rights, but God has limitless rights. There is the special feature of God that he does not rule over anyone, does not make anyone his slave, does not make anyone his disciple, but makes everyone his friend, and he elevates him equally to himself. As Nisad Raj was a devotee who had attained perfection, Vibhishana was a striver, and Sugriva was passionate, but Lord Krishna accepted all three as his friends. The deities, etc., don't possess this special virtue of making a devotee their friend. Therefore, in the Vedas, the soul has been declared as the friend of God. In the Gita, Lord Krishna has said to Arjuna, Bhaktosi me sakha chaiti. Gita, chapter 4, verse 3. Thou art my devotee and my friend. Here the Lord has called Arjuna devotee from Arjuna's point of view. But from his point of view, he has called him friend. Mame vansho jiva loke. Gita, chapter 15, verse 7. In this expression also, the Lord by the term Eva has mentioned that the soul is a manifestation. The soul is my fragment only. This expression means that in the soul there is no fragment of Prakriti at all. End of chapter 7, verse 22. For more audio, visit www.swamiramsukhdasji.net.